an original OFM podcast.
Line from Miami right now. Salki, how's it going?
Hey, guys.
All good. Still got
hey,
this.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear us? Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, I can hear you loud and clear.
Good. A little bit of a delay.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
So nice to have you on the show as well, and you've taken, you've really made South Africans very proud. First of all, tell us about Matt. He's your big brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt.
Matthew lives in Johannesburg. I was so happy to hear that you guys knew each other, and he made this happen for me. He's always been such a light for me, such a support. I mean, I couldn't expect more from a big brother, really.
Well, actually, I don't know him at all. It just so happens that as you know, I work on different radio stations, and he happens in Joburg to listen to the one I work for up there. And
he's a massive fan.
He gave us the heads up about your audition, and geez, all the comments and stuff that were coming through afterwards. So a big thank you to Matt for doing that. And
big thank you to Matt.
Yeah. How many in your family?
Actually, I've got three brothers.
Wow.
I've got my oldest brother, Sean, and he's overseas, and Matthew. And then I've got the youngest brother, Graham, who's in, he's actually in Blom, funny enough. He's
Graham. There we go. I think Graham's, can you tell us your real name? Were you not allowed to do that by virtue of the voice rules or what?
Yeah, I can tell you my real name.
What is your name?
My real name is Jessica Katie Yallop.
Wow. Jessica Katie Ellis.
Yallop. Yallop, yeah, it's a weird one, I know.
But that's Australian.
A little bit.
Yallop's an Australian surname.
I think it's quite common in Australia, but essentially it's English.
Okay.
We have traced it back to England.
Yeah, everyone in Australia has been traced back to England.
Yeah.
But we're not going to talk about that, though. Yeah. All right, now listen, lots to chat to you about.
Angry.
Yeah, they do get angry about it, which is fantastic. We try and remind them all the time. Salki, tell us, first of all, you just said that you were just walking your dog, Blake. Funny enough, is he named after Blake Shelton?
He is, indeed.
Wow, okay.
It's a funny story.
Before
I went up to sing, my husband was with me backstage, and they were interviewing us, and we've been talking for a while about wanting to get a dog because we're big we've been fostering dogs here in Orlando, and we recently lost one of our foster dogs, and we had agreed that we're going to get a dog of our own before we could foster again because my heart was broken. Which is a funny thing about dogs, you know, the idea that you're saving a dog, but really they save us, you know, they keep us together. And so we said that if I got a chair turn, we were gonna get a rescue and we're gonna name it after whoever turns. And when I came off stage, they said, "So does this mean you're gonna get you're gonna go get a dog?" And we said, "Yeah, we're gonna go get a little dog named Blake." And I was fortunate that I did get a chair turn, because then I guess we would have got a dog and had to name him No Turn or something.
What kind of dog is it, Salki? What breed?
He's a little Boston Terrier.
Oh, nice. Oh, cute.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's really adorable. Everyone thinks he's a French Bulldog though, because he has a lot of he's got like a really bowy neck.
Sorry,
he has a lot of fab on his neck.
Imagine a French bulldog to be a bulldog that's got poodle fur.
That's a good one.
No, but it's ugly dog.
Yeah, they're actually, I guess he is kind of ugly, but he's that good kind of ugly. He's like so ugly, it's adorable.
Yeah.
I just want to smush him in the face. Yeah. He's actually lying.
Hello?
Say hi.
Oh,
say hi, Blake.
Hey, Blake.
No, he's not speaking today.
All right, now tell us about...
But yeah, he's a really good boy, and a lot of people see us, and they say, wow, he's a rescue? Then why are we confident he's a rescue? Because, I mean, you pay, like, up to $1,600 for a Boston Terrier, and we said, well, firstly, that's a lot of money, and secondly, why go buy a dog if you can just go save one, you know? There's so many dogs that need homes.
Very nice of you.
Now we've got a cute dog that's perfect, and everybody's surprised when we
tell
them.
Salki, we want to talk about you as well, not just the dog.
Yeah, sure, sorry. I go down the rabbit hole.
No, it's fine. We've dragged you back out again. Tell us about Selkie, the name. So now, please tell me, where does that come from? Because I've looked everywhere. Finnish. I know you used to wear wetsuits a lot. So are you from Durban or whereabouts are you from?
Well, I was living in Cape Town, and you know the water there is a little bit nippy. It's a little cooler than the Durban Ocean that I grew up with. And I actually had a friend in French Hook. I was living there for a minute. And I will try to keep this brief because I can talk a lot. You can tell already.
Yeah.
And I had a neighbor that used to call me Selkie. And for a long while, I thought she was actually saying, you know, that I sound Selkie, like I'm sulking, S-U-L-K-Y.
Yeah.
And so finally I said, why do you keep calling me Selkie? You know, do I sound that miserable all the time? And she said, no. And she was a graphic designer and was very intrigued by the Gaelic and Celtic mythology. She would design mythological creatures and things. And a Selkie in Gaelic and Irish mythology, and that is my heritage, you know, having red hair and everything.
Yeah.
A Selkie is actually, it's a human that can transform into a seal, and that's a human.
And there's the seal.
So it's kind of like a werewolf,
yeah.
But it's a seal human, and they're notorious for stirring up the oceans. And and one of the elements is that they have beautiful voices, you know. So when I heard this story, I was like, wow, that's really quite beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's kind of back.
Oh, it's back. It's pretty suitable. It suits every aspect, then obviously, including the voice aspect as well. Brilliant.
Yeah, the red hair and freckles.
Yeah, you remind me a little bit. Now, how long have you been living over there now?
I first came over to the States in 2013 to work on cruise ships. I had been in Cape Town.
All right.
And I was sort of yo-yoing between the States, mainly Florida, where a lot of the cruise ships are from. I mean, it's a massive industry. There's a lot of ships.
Yeah.
And I found my way over there, and I just loved it. I loved working on the ships, met people from all over the world, you know.
Mm.
And that was home for a while, you know. Okay. The cruise ships were home for a while.
I was going to say, when I looked at the video and I saw you on The Voice, you remind me, and also even the way you speak, and I'm not saying the way you sing, but you might remember someone called Kesha, who was on, I think, our version of Idols or something. She was one of the top five. But you remind me a lot of it. Also had the sort of reddish hair. Same color hair as you. Same bubbly personality as well.
Do you remember Kesha?
Yeah.
I do. She was one of the earlier.
Yes.
Wasn't she?
She went on to form NKD with Deirdre and...
Yeah.
Nikki. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. She's actually living overseas as well now. But... But now, so tell me, where are you at the moment in The Voice? What is the latest? What's the next step for you? So was that, where was the blind audition? So what happens next?
Well, next we get paired up and we have to sing against each other.
Okay.
So I'll be paired up with someone else from Team Blake.
All right.
And we'll be given a duet and we'll have to get up and battle each other. So it's a little different. And going forward, I'm just going to try and not look at it as a competition because that never works for me. You know, I don't like to compare myself to anything.
Yeah.
And I just have to, you know, sing from my heart and hope that I do the song justice. And I think going forward, too, whoever I get as a partner, I'm really going to focus on us making it work together rather than battling each other, you know. Because I think ultimately if we work together, the song... it's going to sound amazing, and then regardless of what happens, we can leave going, well, we kicked it, you know. I'm going forward, and I'm excited.
Listen, we obviously get it on television here, and I think you made so many South Africans very proud to see a South African with such a great sense of humor. You're not intimidated by the judge. I mean, Adam Levine was fawning all over you, and Blake loved your stuff, and it's so good to see that you got the confidence and stuff like that. So we'll be keeping tabs on you, Selkie, and when you got a time to chat, as you move further down the competition, just drop us a message and say, listen, keen to chat if you are. We don't want to bother you all the time, so if your management are okay with it,
honestly,
we'd love to chat again.
I'm so flattered that you've taken the time out, you know, as well to phone me, and I just want to say thank you to everybody that's been following my journey as well. You know, I'm overwhelmed by the support, and I think you know, one of the things going forward is I just feel so proud to be able to represent, you know, Durban and South Africa and Africa, I guess. Oh, you know, wonderful.
Hey, don't forget your brother in Bloemfontein and your other boys in Joburg. You're representing all of us, not just Durban. Hey, don't make
it
just a Durban.
Forgetting some people.
Don't make it just a Durban thing here.
No, you know what? Durban never gets the press.
All right. Listen, Salk, we're going to let you go now, but thanks a lot for chatting to us, and we hope to chat again sometime in the next few weeks. Okay.
Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you so much.
Awesome to chat to you.
Have a wonderful week. Thank you too. You guys. Lots of love.
Good luck, hey. Good luck.
Bye.
Thanks,
Beth.
Bye.
Take a seat. He's a little Boston Terrier.
Oh, nice. Oh, cute.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's really adorable. Everyone thinks he's a French bulldog, though, because he has a lot of, he's got like a really bowy neck.
Sorry,
he
what?
He has a lot of spaz on his neck.
Imagine a French bulldog to be a bulldog that's got poodle fur.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No, but it's ugly dog.
Yeah, they're actually, I guess he is kind of ugly, but he's that good kind of ugly. He's like so ugly, it's adorable.
Yeah.
I just want to smush him in the face. Yeah, he's actually lying.
Hello?
Say hi. Say hi, Blake.
Hey, Blake.
No, he's not speaking today.
All right, now tell us about...
Yeah, he's a really good boy, and... a lot of people see us and they say, wow, he's a rescue? You know, we can't believe he's a rescue. Because, I mean, you pay like up to $1,600 for a Boston Terrier. And we said, well, firstly, that's a lot of money. And secondly, why go buy a dog if you can just go save one? You know, there's so many dogs that need homes. And,
very nice of you.
Now we've got a cute dog that's perfect and everybody's surprised when we
talk.
Salki,
we want to talk about you as well, not just the dog.
Yeah, sure. Sorry, I go down the rabbit hole.
No, it's fine. We've dragged you back out again. Tell us about Salki, the name. So now, please tell me, where does that come from? Because I've looked everywhere. Finnish. I know you used to wear a wetsuit a lot. So are you from Durban or whereabouts are you from?
Well, I was living in Cape Town, and you know the water there is a little bit nippy. It's a little cooler than Durban. The Durban Ocean that I grew up with. And I actually had a friend in Franschhoek. I was living there for a minute. And I will try to keep this brief because I can talk a lot. You can tell already.
Yeah.
And I had a neighbor that used to call me Selkie. And for a long while, I thought she was actually saying, you know, that I sound Selkie, like I'm sulking, you know, S-U-L-K.
Yeah.
And so finally I said, why do you keep calling me Selkie? You know, do I sound that miserable all the time? And she said, no. And she was a graphic designer and was very intrigued by the Gaelic and Celtic mythology. She would design mythological creatures and things. And a Selkie in Gaelic and Irish mythology, and that is my heritage, you know, having red hair and everything.
Yeah.
A Selkie is actually... It's a human that can transform into a seal and back into a human.
And there's the seal.
So it's kind of like a werewolf.
Yeah.
But it's a seal human, and they're notorious for stirring up the oceans. And and one of the elements is that they had beautiful voices. You know. So when I heard the story, I was like, wow, that's really quite beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's kind of back.
Oh, that's back. It's pretty suitable. It suits every aspect, then obviously, including the voice aspect as well. Brilliant.
Yeah, the red hair and freckles.
Yeah, you actually remind me. You remind me a little bit. Now, how long have you been living over there now?
I first came over to the States in 2013 to work on cruise ships. I had been in Cape Town.
All right.
And I was sort of yo-yoing between the States, mainly Florida, where a lot of the cruise ships are from. I mean, it's a massive industry. There's a lot of ships.
Yeah.
And I found my way over there, and I just loved it. I loved working on the ships, met people from all over the world, you know. And that was home for a while, you know. Okay. The cruise ships were home for a while.
I was going to say, when I looked at the video and I saw you on The Voice, you remind me, and also even the way you speak, and I'm not saying the way you sing, but you might remember someone called Kesha, who was on, I think, our version of Idols or something. She was one of the top five. But you remind me a lot of it. Also had the sort of reddish hair. Same color hair as you. Same bubbly personality as well.
Do you remember Kesha?
Yeah.
I do. She was one of the earlier.
Yes.
Wasn't she?
She went on to form NKD with Deirdre and Nikki. Yeah.
Good.
All right. She's actually living overseas as well now. But, yeah. But now, so tell me, where are you at the moment in The Voice? What is the latest? What's the next step for you? So was that, where was the, that was the blind audition. So what happens next?
Well, next we get paired up and we have to sing against each other.
Okay.
So I'll be, yes, I'll be paired up with someone else from Team Blake.
All right.
And we'll be given a duet and we'll have to get up and battle each other. So it's a little different. And going forward, I'm just going to try and not look at it as a competition because that never works for me. You know, I don't like to compare myself to anything.
Yeah.
And I just have to, you know, sing from my heart and hope that I do the song justice. And I think going forward, too, whoever I get as a partner, I'm really going to focus on us making it work together rather than battling each other, you know. Because I think ultimately if we work together, the song is going to sound amazing, and then regardless of what happens, we can leave going, well, we kicked it, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going forward, and I'm excited.
Listen, we obviously get it on television here, and I think you made somebody in South Africa very proud to see a South African with such a great sense of humor. You're not intimidated by the judge. I mean, Adam Levine was fawning all over you, and Blake loved your stuff, and it's so good to see that you got the confidence and stuff like that. So we'll be keeping tabs on you, Selke, and when you got a time to chat, as you move further down the competition, just drop us a message and say, listen, keen to chat if you are. We don't want to bother you all the time, so if your management are okay with it,
honestly,
we'd love to chat again.
I'm so flattered that you've taken the time out, you know, as well to phone me, and I just want to say thank you to everybody that's, you know, that's been following my journey as well. You know, I'm overwhelmed by the support, and I think, you know, one of the things going forward is I just feel so proud to be able to represent, you know, Durban and South Africa and in Africa, I guess. Oh, you know, it's wonderful.
Hey, don't forget your brother in Bloemfontein and your other boot in Joburg. You're representing all of us, not just Durban. Hey, don't make
it
just a Durban.
Forgetting some people. Eh?
Don't make it just a Durban thing here.
You know what? Durban never gets the press. Sorry.
All right. Listen, Selke, we're going to let you go now, but thanks a lot for chatting to us, and we hope to chat again sometime in the next few weeks. Okay.
Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you so much.
Awesome to chat to you.
Have a wonderful week.
You too.
Cheers.
Good luck, eh? Good luck.
Bye. Thanks, Beth.
Just Plain Drive. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m. Only on OFM. The sound of your life. An original OFM podcast.